heavens declare the glory of God. Today our title is The Heavens Declare. And it's a kind of part two, following on from last week's episode on the first two verses of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. So hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 434. I thought I'd follow on from that psalm by having a little bit of a meditation time on Psalm 19, which is another psalm containing a theme of creation and honouring creation and, of course, the God who made it. So let's read it together and think a little bit about what it's telling us about God. Psalm 19, the first six verses for today. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet, their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The rest of the psalm is fascinating and is connected to this, but we don't have time to look at that today. What do you think about this? The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Let me ask you a question. What are the glories of God's creation that you value? I haven't met a human being yet who doesn't value the creation in some form or other, or some expression of it or other. It is true that some seem to find more inspiration from the physical sciences, from the numbers that make up our world and our universe, and some are more inspired by the natural world. And even within that, we've got so many differences between the animals and the birds and the insects and all the plants and trees and the bacteria, all different kinds of things. But which are the glories of God's creation that you value? And the reason I ask the question is as to whether you deliberately take time to reflect on them. Because if they inspire you, why not take a moment every now and again, perhaps once or twice a week, just to look at those aspects of creation that you value and rejoice? Second question is this. When you see nature in all its glory, whichever parts of nature you find most inspiring, but when you see that in all its glory, how do you feel? And what is your response to God? What are those moments that make you go, wow? And as a result, you can't help but give thanks. Like this psalmist, rejoicing over what God has made, finding himself pouring out expressions of joyful recognition of how amazing it is that God has made what he has made. Poetry comes out of the writer because of what they see in nature. If you've been feeling recently that perhaps your thankfulness to God isn't what it could be, then perhaps you need to get back to nature, back to what makes you go, wow. And I guarantee that if you meditate on those things, if you observe those things, you won't be able to help yourself. You will give thanks naturally. That's it for today. Please pass the link on, subscribe and leave a review. Until the next time, I pray that you have many wow moments with God. Take care and God bless.